Okay.
Pet this your dog.
It's the most fucking exciting, fucking happy hour fucking podcast ever. Because Marsha fucking Clark is here.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you know how long it took to get Marsha fucking Clark here?
Marsha fucking Clark. With a watch.
Who is fucking filthy and drinky, if you know her personally.
What are you drinking right now, Marsha?
Water.
No, you are not.
No, I'm not fucking drinking water. I never do that. I am having Patron Silver.
Nice.
Your,
rocks.
Your Honor, lying. My client is lying. She's lying.
I'm lying already.
Approach the bench. I was, how nervous was I about Marsha Clark's rider? I was like, oh my God. Yes. What did Patron? Yes.
Yes.
Silver? Yes. Because you know what? I had a hard time keeping up. I just remember one party at my house in Laurel Canyon a million years ago.
Wow, yeah.
You were big into the scotch then.
Yes.
Arianna Huffington was there. Gloria Allred. There was a lot of drama that night. I don't remember. It was at the height of OJ.
I got to say, I barely remember the night. I remember seeing you. Stephanie, yes. Yay!
Oh my God!
And then I was so blasted.
Right.
It's all a
we
blur.
All were.
It's a blur.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mo Gaffney was also sharing your scotch with you.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Was that the night that Mo Gaffney was sitting on my lap smoking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably offered to smoke your, suck your dick. Like, she's like that. Scotch.
How did I miss that?
Oh, my God. So I've known you for 1,000 years, yeah. And what an amazing time. All these cases in the news, because I was remembering, Jim, when I was at the height of OJ, and we were at an event together. That's when I met you. I had to speak. I had to do something. Marsha came in the room, and it was like, there was this like, cell phone cameras. And you forget what it was like at the height of the fucking OJ thing. It was crazy, your level of fame, right? Like people going through your garbage and photographing you every two, right?
Horrifying, yeah. It was so crazy. And it just struck me right from the beginning. This is insane.
Right.
What? I'm just a prosecutor. I'm just a prosecutor.
Right.
And it had never happened before.
Right.
Never. A high profile case meant they showed up at the arraignment and they maybe spelled your name right, but maybe not. And they maybe didn't even get your name and no one cared. And then maybe they showed up for the verdict. Maybe. But this was, you know.
Insane.
And so, yeah, it was insane.
Yeah. Okay,
and it was on TV, so people recognized you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here's the good thing. Okay, we're friends, and she's here, despite the fact that my late night show was in 1995, and I played Marsha Clark.
That's right.
TV, and I remember we did one scene where every time the camera cut back to Marsha, she had a different. I had a different wig on.
It was great. That was so hilarious. Oh my God, it was great.
And I had dark eyeshadow under my eyes because you seemed tired. Then.
A little.
You look fabulous.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was really bad. And the unfortunate thing is, you don't know how bad some of your styles were back in the day until they come back at you over and over again.
Well,
that goddamn curly hair. I mean.
What a fucking time to have you on with the first probably female president, because it's the same shit, isn't it?
It's all about the hair.
But they don't talk about your lawyer skills, what's going on with Hillary. Like,
what do you fuck that? What are you wearing?
Oh, my God, fucking, well, look at her hair. What is she thinking?
Yeah, another pantsuit.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is. Yeah, no, it's bizarre. You know something? It's not.
If the suit don't
think
quit, you must have quit.
I think it's never going to change. I really do. That's the one thing. I think we will achieve equality. I think a lot of things are going to change. But the one thing that's never going to change is the focus on the way women look, because women are the standard of good looks. You know, men always defer in that regard. We always win. And so there will always be a focus on that.
Right.
And it's a drag, because no one will ever focus on men as being stronger. You know, wow, he looks buff. They don't care.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, I mean, it's astounding. And anyway, so we're friends, and we were just saying, even now people are still obsessed with you. There's your character on Adventures of Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Tina Fey plays a Martian lawyer character.
Wow.
Right?
With curly hair.
What's the other one? What's the other show?
Well, American Crime Story, the new show from the makers of American Horror Story.
I haven't seen that. What's that?
Well, it's not out yet.
It's not out yet. They're filming it right now. It should be out later this year.
Yeah. So what's that about? They're going to do a 10-part limited series based on the Simpson trial.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that is astonishing to me is there something left to tell? Is there
something we don't know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you care about this case, you probably already know.
Yeah.
So the thing that worries me is, in an effort to do something different, it's going to be fictionalized.
Have they contacted you about anything?
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
And in fact, I offered, you know, hey, I'll consult, I'll help you out. You know, I wrote a book too, you know. Nothing, not a word. And that does not make me feel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's
like,
not
oh,
a comforting
this
thought.
This is going to be another hatchet.
on the good side.
But you're like, I mean, what's the fucking right in 2015? You are the female lawyer character in America still.
It is true.
You know, it's kind of crazy. It's crazy. You know, and how would you like to be constantly confronted with the mistakes stylistically, your style don'ts that you made back in the 90s? How many people want to see that come back?
Honey,
and I get to see it all the time.
I was always with you because I naturally had a link from Mod Squad's hairstyle in the 70s. I did. I had a natural afro. So that one curly thing, I totally get. I don't know if it was a perm, but I...
It was a perm.
I had a home perm. Oh, my God. My boyfriend came to the door for the prom, and he was like, oh, wow. Wow, it's fucking big.
It's Link from Mod Squad.
Shit. Right.
So, you know, I mean, most of us get to, like, you know, put that in the past and burn the pictures, and no one will know. I don't get to do that.
No, you do not.
No, you do not.
And, of course, we have OJ to thank for the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is true.
Jesus Christ, right?
Yet, you know, more crimes than we ever knew he committed.
Yeah, exactly.
Now funny. It can be told.
Yeah.
And Bruce Jenner still doesn't look as good as you in a dress. I don't care.
Oh.
Ow! Come on!
I actually think he looks better.
Stop it!
Did you see the pictures today that CNN had?
Yes.
Of Bruce Jenner?
And they got them illegally.
He actually looks...
He looks hot.
Great.
He looks like Steven Tyler.
She looks great.
Really?
She looks great.
I would fuck her.
You look like a lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marsha, I wanted to fuck her in high school. His picture was on my locker. All the girls...
Yeah, seriously?
Yes, my Bruce dream Jenner? Could still come true. I could still fuck Bruce Jenner. I could still marry Bruce Jenner. This is the magic.
Oh my God, is perfect.
But will she marry you?
I think she will.
Really? Really?
Isn't that funny? Come on. I have a fart machine. Okay.
Does it get any better than that?
I don't know.
Oh my, what are we fucking starting, Marsha Clark? I'm so excited. I'm going to, oh, fuck me. Okay. Okay. So, what's with all these racist motherfucking white cops? Right? Because you had a racist motherfucking white cop, Mark Furman, that had nothing to do with OJ. Was guilty, 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 guilty! And, right?
Yes.
That totally fucked up your case.
Totally.
Because he fit the racist motherfucking white cop.
Who, you know, of all the things, it was one of the most bizarre set of circumstances that the guy who finds the glove turns out to be this guy.
Right.
You know, of all the worst possible luck in the world.
How many swear words did you say when you first heard that tape?
Oh, I swear to you know what? Actually, when I heard that tape, I cried. It was just the worst moment in history of, that might have been the worst moment in my life, is hearing that filth. It was sewage on a tape. Yeah. And no one knew. You know, there were two people involved in that conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That woman who said she was a writer.
Right. Right.
And him. And so no one knew about those tapes until she reached out to the defense towards the end of their case. And then it came rolling out. It was like, are you kidding me? And how could you not tell me? You know, Furman never said a word about it. Yeah. Buried the whole thing.
My God.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, and then you look at all this video, because this is the new thing. Everybody has a cell phone.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And you go, like, you know, as a lawyer, you're like, oh, okay. Well, there's video of the cop shooting him in the back while he's running away.
Right, so the lawyer takes the case, and then someone comes out with his cell phone footage.
Right.
And he goes, oh, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
He was running wild. I got a DUI.
I got to go handle.
I got a thing. I got a thing with a guy.
I got a
He was running wild black. I had to shoot him in the back eight times.
Shit, man.
So awful.
Yeah.
You know what? It's good that these things are coming out. I'm glad that people are are taking this footage. I'm glad we're seeing it. I'm glad it's being addressed and that these cops are now getting prosecuted. This one that we're talking about who got shot in the back has been charged with murder.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, back in the day, not so long ago, the day wasn't that long ago, it would have been buried. It never would have happened that we would have known about it. So it's good.
Yeah.
It's terrifying to see it. But it's good that it's being handled.
No, I mean, Jim, I was saying Dan Aykroyd was saying he's, you know, from Canada, and he goes, we just let them go if they run away. What's that about?
Yeah.
Because you'll catch them later.
See, that makes sense. That's a Zen attitude towards policing, right?
There's a good chance.
They said literally, police chases get over 50 miles an hour. They let them go.
They don't
endanger other people. Like, all right, whatever. We'll go have some poutine. We'll find you later.
If he keeps running, he's likely to get eaten by a polar bear anyway. So it's not going to matter.
See, that's a perfect attitude, though.
Right.
You know, look at the long view.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to get him at some point.
Yeah. Right. Right. And now we have this latest one in Baltimore, this horrible video that they clearly broke his spine. We don't have the death penalty for running from a cop.
His spine was broken when he was inside the van.
In the van, yeah.
And so there's no footage of that. That's the problem.
The scary part.
But something happened. Obviously. His spine broke.
This is the problem. You're like, we need fucking footage. You're like, you need to have a friend or somebody actually filming what happened for there to be like.
He just wasn't getting enough calcium. His back just broke.
Yeah, just, you know, accidents
spontaneously. Yeah.
Guys are fucking clumsy when they get in the van.
Yeah, that's what, you know. No, you shouldn't need a video every time to prosecute. You're absolutely right. And something like this, where he walks into the van looking healthy, throwing high fives, and then he comes out of the van with his back broken.
Yeah.
I think we can guess what happened here.
Yeah. You must need a fancy law degree to do that, because I didn't fucking follow you. Really?
You sound like a jury, I know. Anyway.
Marsha Clark put the tip in, ladies and gentlemen. She put just the tip in. Okay. My head exploded too, because you must, like, we've been through all this together, where I was on KFI at the time here in Los Angeles, and OJ was guilty. Like, and then, like, I'm called racist. I'm sure you got called that. And now, since I've been in progressive radio and Obama supporter, how many times have I been called an N-word lover? Obama apologist, race traitor.
Whatever. You can't win.
I mean, race and sexism and it's all coming together in America right now, isn't it? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and the point you make is really a good one. There's no winning this. I was doing a lot of commentary back then in the George Zimmerman trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shooting of Trayvon Martin. And I appearing on CNN and MSNBC, and I was saying, look, you know, he's guilty.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this one is not, it's not really that hard.
Stay in your car, you fat motherfucker.
And I got
you fat, doughy pantload. Stay in your fucking car.
Stay in your car is the best ever. You know, what are you doing? Why get out? You want to call the cops? You're nervous about this guy? Call the cops. Stay in the car.
Yeah, but he had Skittles and iced tea. What was I going to do?
Right. Don't they teach you that at fucking law school, Marsha? Skittles and iced tea.
I know.
Felony.
We are falling down in law school, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, I was commenting on that and saying he's guilty, and then I got people from the other side calling me exactly what they were calling you. So I can't win.
Right. Yeah. No.
I'm both. Can't. So, you know, I can't win.
Well, we were talking about one of the ways we met is I was hosting Equal Time with Dave Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
On CNBC back in the day, right? The late 90s. And they had Marsha fill in for her.
For Babe Buchanan.
Right. Yeah. And I was like going, is Marsha Republican? I don't really. But you're right. They're like going, prosecutor, law and order.
Right.
She must be. And so, like, but you said to them, you're like, this isn't really going to be point counterpoint. It's going to be like point.
I agree with her.
I remember they told you, you're laughing too much at her. Don't laugh at her.
Laugh. Yeah, stop laughing. Stop laughing. Well, she's funny. She's funny.
Like, you need to channel the same hatred that Bay has for her.
Yeah. Oh, she hated you.
Daggerized. And laughter was like, she really didn't dig that.
No.
No laughing. But there will be no laughing. No laughing.
What was that like? You were just like, prosecutor, you know, law and order, you must be a Republican. And it's
you know, and that's not, you know, really, as a prosecutor, I thought that murder was probably not good.
No, I think so. It's weird. I'm a liberal. I think so,
that.
Too.
You did, isn't that weird? You're weird. Me. And so, you know, it was an easy run.
There's some guys who need killing. Just saying.
Oh, my God. What's his name? Durst lawyer said, right? The guy with the goofy Yosemite Sam cowboy hat, he's like, some people need killing.
And in Texas, that worked. In Texas, it would work. I mean,
that's but I think some it's people in the Texas need Constitution.
Killing. He was a fucking asshole.
Well, some guys just need killing.
That's in the Texas Constitution preamble. Yeah.
I can't wait to see that trial.
Section
cannot
1.
Wait.
Some guys need killing.
Yeah.
So, Marsha, what happens when you're on HBO on tape saying, "What did I do? I fucking killed them all." What happens?
What
is that?
Oh, no one ever tells the whole truth.
You know, what's going to happen is his lawyer's going to spin it. You know, of course I killed them all. You know, he's going to say,
it was a joke.
Being sarcastic.
It
was
kidding.
He was sarcastic and he was very overwrought and he was upset. Look at all the burping. He clearly wasn't in his right mind.
Yeah. To put doubt in the jury's mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. He'll have to spin it. That's the only thing he can do.
I want to put a knife in the jury's mind.
Oh, my God.
That might not be good.
That's probably what he was thinking.
Yeah.
So, but I want to see this one.
But
this
talk about, Marsha, we talked about this during OJ. justice isn't black or white in this country. It's green.
It's green.
Mm-hmm. And William Durst, like, what the fuck isn't Robert Durst? Robert whatever Durst. The fuck his name is. You're like,
not Fred
what
Durst.
The fuck? How many people has he killed?
How many people has Fred Durst killed?
Well, here's the thing. I got interested horrible. In Fred Durst like 10, 15 years ago and was thinking about doing maybe a movie of the week kind of thing where about true crime.
Right.
And he was fascinating to me. At that time, he had just finished the trial in Galveston where they had acquitted him.
Right.
Like, this is amazing to me. A whole series of things that happened was amazing to me. They bust the guy and they say, he goes, well, what do I do now? And they say, well, your bail's $250,000. Ha, ha, ha. He go, and they, you got that? And he goes, well, not on me. And they think he's joking, right? The next day, boom, he bails out.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah, of course.
Then they finally find him because he shoplifts a sandwich with $5,000 in his fucking pocket, you know, there is something wrong here, but it's not legal insanity.
Right.
So, you know, then when the jury finally acquits him, it's like, this is an amazing feat here because they got them to believe that this guy dismembered the guy, hid the body parts and all the rest of it, and still
was an accident.
Self-defense. Yeah. Self-defense. Killed him in self-defense. Yeah. That's phenomenal. They got them to believe it. I still think. I think in LA it's going to be a different story.
Yeah,
I think that the jury in Galveston, it wasn't so much the money as this is a millionaire and everybody gets kind of stars in their eyes.
Right.
Wow, it's kind of like a celebrity, you know, and celebrity sways every jury.
But even if you haven't been tuning in, you're sort of like, hey, wait. Like, killing a chopped guy up and threw him in Galveston.
I know.
Wait, you got away with it? Because what? It was a
self-defense. Right. Some of his body parts were trying to kill me.
Some of it, but
they were all separately trying to fucking kill me.
Yeah.
So I had to fucking separately. I had to kill each part separately, like a chicken.
Some parts sold separately.
Right.
But the part was the thing that was interesting about that is his head was never found. The victim's head was never found. And the head is where all the critical stuff is.
Yeah.
He was probably shot in the back of the head. Durst made sure to get rid of that.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, you'd think the jury would figure out, we found all the parts.
Wait
that
a minute.
Didn't matter.
A really good defense lawyer, like that goofy fucker with the cowboy hat, could have gone like, it was an ex, like Linda Blair. His head spun around.
His spin around. Your mother sucks lollipops.
Yeah. And just happened to catch him when his head was right. Maybe
that must be.
Maybe
it's possible. I suppose. Could it be? Oh, okay. Maybe. I guess. But I do think that was it. I think they were starstruck. I do.
Right.
He's rich. He's a millionaire. And they got up there, and I saw some of the footage. Did you see the Jinx?
I saw parts of it. The Jinx.
Yeah,
HBO.
I'm going to watch the whole thing. It's on HBO.
I saw a great cartoon. It was like, so freeze, good. HBO's outside.
Yeah, it's a good one. It was brilliantly done.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it because I consulted on it, but the guys, the filmmakers, are wonderful guys. And they did an incredible job on this. And it was just riveting watching it. They did a great job.
Yeah.
And when they showed the jury and they showed what the lawyers got away with in terms of showing, and he was a poor kid who lost his mom, and then da-da-da-da-da, and I'm going, how do you get this in? This is not even relevant. This is, what does this have to do with anything?
Move to strike. Yes. Move to strike, yeah. Counselor.
Yeah. I was.
You know who else lost his mom? Hitler. Oh, God.
Did he?
Hitler?
Yes.
What? Is that right?
Yes, his mother died of cancer.
Oh, wow. Way to bring the house down.
Right? Yeah. Well, you know what?
But he actually,
what's a little fucking Holocaust?
But
his mother.
Hitler forgave her Jewish doctor for trying to save her life. So
that's weird.
Stranger.
Yeah.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Okay.
It's springtime for Jim Ward Hitler.
And, and there's also always been a rumor that Hitler was part Jewish because his grandmother, Maria Schickelgruber, when she had Alois, Hitler's dad, when he was confirmed, there was no mention of the father. And so it was assumed that she had relations with her boss, a Jewish man named Frank, as in Anne Frank.
Oh.
So Hitler might be distantly related to Anne Frank, which would be weird.
Oh, wow.
Friggin' weird.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
Okay. That's fantastic. Fantastic explains
seems
everything.
Like she,
everything.
Seems like she could have used that, you know, information. Like a doorman trying to get to Hollywood.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who. Oh, my God. That is awful. Stop dragging me into this. Okay. Marsha.
Yes. So, I didn't go there.
You did not.
I did not for a change. I was not involved. There were others involved. That was my line when I was a kid. I was not the only one. There were others involved.
So you were like a baby lawyer.
Yeah.
Wait, and then take us through. You went, where did you grow up? Where did you go to law school? Tell us everything.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I grew up all over the country. I was born in Berkeley.
Running from the law, clearly.
Running from the law. Uh-huh. Every single.
America's Most Wanted. which is weird that she would be the prosecutor. And
it's a fine line,
right?
It's a fine right? line between
America's
the
most wanted prosecutor.
This is why you don't understand the criminal mind.
That's right. Oh God.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
And I went to law school here in Southwestern, and you know,
my friend Rob did. Rob and Trisha right here.
Oh my!
Rob went to Southwestern.
Yes.
I don't know why I have a clustering. School. It's like I have lawyer moths to the flame. Yeah. They're here for happy hour. All kinds of fucking lawyers are coming now. They're like, yeah. Oh, Marsha Clark's coming. I was like, oh,
no, they don't do that. Hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, Rob. How are you?
Oh, Rob.
Oh, Rob. So, Marsha. All right.
Marsha.
So you grew up here, and that you went to Southwestern, and then what?
So, and then I actually started in defense work. I was a defense lawyer first.
Oh, wow.
Trial work. And I really never thought I'd be a prosecutor.
Well,
I didn't want to work for the
CNBC
man.
Knew that, you would never have been cast opposite me equal time. You were a defense lawyer?
Really? I was watching. I was a defense lawyer. That's what I wanted to do. And then I actually started defending. It was all fine when I was doing drug cases and stuff like that. You know, I wrapped myself in the flag and the Fourth Amendment. It's all cool. I felt fine. And then I started handling violent crime. And mm-hmm. that wasn't so fun. And then I had a case involving a double homicide and an attempted murder where they stabbed a woman 17 times and threw her in an alley. And I think that was kind of, you know, the
Your
time
Honor,
to go.
My client was having a bad day.
Yeah. Actually, there was something wrong in the way they presented the evidence, and I presented a motion that got the case dismissed. Hmm. And I couldn't handle that. They refiled the case, which was fine with me, and then I got to go.
Yeah.
And I joined the DA's office.
Wow.
Jump
and
ship.
So, and then what was the day like when they were like, Marsha, there's a guy who used to be in sports.
They didn't tell me that.
There's a
really?
Case.
They didn't tell me that.
I don't know if you want to. What was that like?
I wish they would have told me that. I didn't know.
You were like, what?
So embarrassing.
This
so they
what's
tell
this
me
that's falling on my desk?
Yeah.
And his name is Bart Simpson.
Well.
Huh?
No.
They say, I got a case for you. And they start running down the evidence that they've got, you know, the glove and the mm-hmm. this and the blood and blah, blah, blah. I'm going, damn.
You're like, that's a slam dunk. Who
exactly.
Could
that?
A lot of evidence. A lot of freaking evidence.
I said, wow, that's a slam dunk. Okay, that sounds like a filer. You want to get a search warrant? I think you'll get it. You'll get a filing, too. It's enough, you know. That's cool. So who is it? You'll never guess. Okay, whatever. Don't play this game. What?
Mike
I don't
Ditka.
Care. I don't care, you know. And then they said, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck me up the ass.
I didn't say that.
He would have taken
yeah, don't say
it,
that.
I would have. I would have said that. I would have said, fuck me up the ass. Really?
Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ. I remember when I first heard about it, Marsha. I went to USC. I remember running into OJ at USC. And I was like, no one will ever vote to execute OJ Simpson. He's an American sports hero. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what is your feeling in being in jail now? Do you feel any sense of like, oh, well, whatever.
At first I thought you said my being in jail now.
No. I don't think
I
am. Not you.
Am I?
No, wait. I'm having an Orange is the New Black fantasy, but that's not important now.
Oh, my God.
What's important now is...
great show. That is the greatest show. I'm sorry. That's the greatest show.
That's an awesome show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My point is...
And it's back in a few months.
Yay. Did you? Because I'm sure everybody's asked you that, but how did you feel about when you finally went to prison for something?
So stupid. That was the stupidest case ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not talking about the police or how they did it or anything like that. Just the facts of the case were so absurd.
Yeah.
It was a clown car of a case. Where, you know, I mean, really. The guy, what's his name? God, he was the funniest guy who set him up. But he did. He goes to Simpson and he goes, hey, they got your stuff. They got your shit here in this room. They're selling your shit, man. And Simpson goes, what? What? Huh? They're selling what? My shit? Then he goes to the room where they're selling his shit and he wires it for sound. He wires it for sound and catches everything on tape. Could it be more ridiculous?
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, the right thing happened, albeit for a strange reason. It kind of worked out.
Yeah. Well, I know, in a weird way. But anyway.
I have kind of a weird connection in that I have the same birthday as Nicole, same year.
Oh.
Wow. No kidding.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Ooh. Thanks for bringing us all down, Jim.
Again.
Marsha.
I didn't mention Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's now, next? Mussolini's coming up.
Sure.
Okay.
Let me just, like the rest of the mainstream media, just rustle through your garbage.
I loved it then. I love it now.
Uh-huh. Right.
You've been married how many times?
I lost count. I went to law school because I'm not good at math. I don't know.
Okay.
Three.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. All right. Can't say you didn't try. Okay. And you have two beautiful sons. How old?
I can't. It makes me feel like Methuselah every time I say this. You know, 25 and almost 23.
Oh.
They're
the
ginormous.
Babies.
They're ginormous. You know, it was like, I guess they were like in their teens. And I called home at one point, you know, I would, you know, say something. And they pick up the phone. Hello. Go, God damn it, there's a burglar.
Who's in my house?
Who's in the house?
When a stranger calls.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, they grow up really fast. All of a
yes,
sudden,
I have checked the children. They're you. What the fuck?
Exactly. Next thing you know, like at one moment you're patting them on the head, then you're wiping their ass. The next thing you know, they're looking down on you. Yes, mom.
Wow.
Mom. Weird moment. Weird
yeah.
moment.
It's well, it's like the Tel Aviv moment that Scott McClellan had.
Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Right. When he was and he was like in his 40s.
Tel Aviv.
I just grew. Hair on my balls.
Yeah, well, Scott McClellan, former press secretary for George W. Bush.
George
right.
W. Bush. He just grew hair on his balls that moment.
Tel Aviv.
Mom.
What? Wait, okay, so
I don't want to go to Tel Aviv.
What was that
Tel
like?
Aviv.
Or Jerusalem.
What? My balls just... what was that like for them at the height of your OJ fame?
Well, they were probably...
They were babies.
Yeah.
How old?
4 and 2.
Yeah.
So they didn't know.
They didn't know anything.
You're like, mommy's just going to work. Don't turn the TV on. Yeah. Oh, look, here's Nickelodeon.
Mom had some pretty long work days then, didn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, mom did.
Yeah.
You know, I would come home actually in time to be with them, have dinner and put them to bed. And then I brought my work home and I'd go back, you know, to my work. But my older son actually would say, let me see the mommy show. So
because it was on every channel.
It's the
he really
mommy
couldn't avoid.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
He couldn't avoid it.
I was watching it from Chicago when I was living there. And they were setting up, Cato is this, you know, California surfer dude. And I heard him talking. So I went in back of the house.
In back of the house, he's a cheesehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking a horse.
He's from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was that like to watch the civil trial? We were like, no.
You know, I
fuck.
Didn't. It wasn't televised.
Yeah,
the civil
yeah.
trial wasn't televised, yeah. so you don't know. The interesting thing about the civil trial is even they have a very low standard of proof.
Right.
They call it preponderance of evidence, means more likely than not.
Yeah.
That's all they have to prove. Not beyond a reasonable doubt, more likely than not. He still failed to convince any black juror.
Right, and then you're like, oh, I never wear those ugly ass shoes. Oh, there's those ugly ass shoes.
Oh, look at that.
Okay.
And he cut his finger on his left hand, and there were blood drops to the left of it. Oh, it's just a coincidence.
Oh, yes. You know, you're so suspicious. Look at you.
I think I was channeling you the day I saw some OJ jurors on TV, right when they acquitted him. I'm like, we just didn't see any evidence. I was like,
what?
Oh,
I see nothing.
Nothing.
But we at home saw a lot more than the people on the jury did. I think.
No, you didn't.
No.
No. No. In terms of the evidence, you did. You heard a lot of gossip. But,
yeah.
But
my dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. He was like, "Oh, I don't really. I don't think there's a what."
His poker buddy Göring was very friendly.
Look at his poker buddy. He interrogated him.
I'm sorry, Marcia. Go ahead. No, the only thing you didn't see was stuff that happened when the jury got sent out. But in terms of we didn't put on evidence then.
Okay.
So
yeah.
In terms of the evidence we put on, you saw it all. You
okay.
saw what they saw.
Yeah.
Actually, Hermann Göring is a lot like OJ.
They had a disagreement
OJ.
With you.
Oh yeah. Yes, they did.
Göring was a very charismatic sociopath.
Yes,
much like OJ. Much like OJ.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have been cellmates, though. They would have killed each other.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, most likely, yes, true.
But, you know, we got into a whole discussion today, right, with Carlos, and he's like, you know, yes, don't be a dick to cops unnecessarily, but, like, there is also a preponderance. What is it? What's the statistic, the thing they just did? Black guys are 21 times more likely to be killed. Cops
some
white
guys are clumsy.
Like, there just is, you know, you can't just go, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's a well-known fact that blacks have magnets in their spines.
But, you know, in some neighborhoods, cops harass people just walking down the street.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
only so much of that you can take before
right.
you might snap
exactly.
at one.
Well, or the one who most recently reached for his taser and grabbed his gun.
Yeah.
Right.
What the
his
fuck?
His taser was
right.
here.
Like,
his gun
right.
was here.
You're like, really? That's wrong.
What are
and
you
then we
do?
Find out he wasn't trained to have a gun.
And he's 174 years old.
And in the Bahamas right now.
Yes. Vacation.
Yes. They allowed him to go on vacation to the Bahamas.
What?
He's in the Bahamas right now.
The judge was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, did you hear his apology?
No.
Oh, he got on the air and gave an apology. Worse than nothing. This is what we call, we have to have a segment for this called Worse Than Nothing.
Right. Okay.
He got on the air and he said, you know, this is like the first, second worst thing for,
that's
second
ever
worst
happened
thing
to
that
me.
Ever happened
yeah.
to me. Yeah.
Right.
The first thing was cancer. I had cancer, which then, I recovered
then,
from.
Yeah. And then there was some other thing I don't remember.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But then I killed this guy by mistake.
Oh my God. I'm pulling my hair out going, shut.
So if there's a tsunami in the Bahamas, we know there is a God.
Yeah.
As a defense lawyer, were you always like the no, don't speak, just do, la, la, just, if you had to physically...
No, don't speak. Yeah. Don't speak. Don't speak. No. Silence. Silence. Don't speak.
La, la, la. La, la, la.
Exactly.
Let me massage your lips. La,
yeah, la, 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 la. No. No talking.
No
talking for you. That's the first thing I taught my kids. If you get stopped, do not speak. Do not speak. I don't say, how are you?
Don't. Are you kidding? I go, my mother's fucking Marsha Clark, bitches. Suck my dick. That's what I'd say.
That
is
would
that
probably
wrong?
Get them
is
busted
that wrong?
Immediately.
Is that wrong?
They'd be in jail still if they get there.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
do not,
that's
do
what
not
I would
speak.
Say. In fact, I might say it now. DUI, suck my tit. Marsha.
I know Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark.
Sure.
And also, she's my Flynn. okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds great.
All right. I think it's going to work.
You're fine. You're sober.
Marsha Clark is my Flynn.
Hey, I had cicada with Marsha Clark. So there.
Yeah.
La la la. Okay.
But not before I desired, of course.
Okay. Here's the thing. You and I both worked in boys' clubs. Look at us. This is why I have a fart machine, because I work with boys.
Yeah.
And, prosecuting, right? It's a boys' club.
It's a boys' club.
Yeah. And so now we're in this, Hillary election season. Already, there's been all this sexism, right? Like, Rand Paul just said today, oh, the real sexists are the ones accusing me of being sexist. Do you see him actually shush a female reporter? He was like, shh, 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 shh. Oh, no.
Oh, my
shh,
God.
Shh,
really?
Shh, shh. He was like, shh. Calm down.
Yeah, don't I'm go like, getting hysterical. Don't get hysterical on me.
It's like the whole, it's like the definition of pornography. We know it when we see it.
See
we
it.
Know sexism when we see it. You can't define it, but that was sexism.
And
then he told Savannah Guthrie, he's like, oh, you need to maybe think about your journalism. Here's how you should ask the question. It's like, really?
Oh, my God.
That seems a little.
Oh, that's
condescending.
So
a little bit?
A bit. Just a bit.
Oh. Right. Jeez. But I mean, how did you deal with that? Because you had to have a lot of that, right?
Yeah, you saw it. I mean,
you got to be strong.
Yeah, it happens in the courtroom. It happens outside the courtroom. It happens to all female prosecutors. Period.
Huh,
I mean, that's
a chick prosecutor. Come on.
and I think that Hillary's going to, if she does get into office, it's going to be a brand new day in terms of hopefully the media will start calling themselves on what they do. You know, I'd like to see some savvy journalists actually point out, why are we talking about her pantsuit? Why are we talking about her hair? Why are we running around after whatever her family life is? We never do this. I'd like to see journalists kind of call themselves on their own bullshit, because we see them doing so much ridiculous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think, was it The Daily Show? He was showing these reporters just chasing her car.
Oh, my God. Running like crazy.
Chasing
people.
The car.
And then they're like, she's wearing sunglasses. What does it mean? Well, maybe it's bright.
It's
or maybe she's hungover. Who the fuck cares?
Exactly.
Maybe she has glaucoma.
Fuck, like, back off.
Right. But it would be refreshing, wouldn't it, to see a journalist say, I'm not going to cover that. I think that's stupid. I think this makes no sense. This is not about anything. And I wouldn't do it if it was a man, so I'm not going to do it.
Right. And she said the other day, it's all the whole race has been so far about them going Hillary bad. Like,
yeah.
Just like the boys knocking the books out of her hands. Like, Hillary's dumb. She's a girl.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's the only real candidate. You know, I mean, she's all they have to bang on right now. Excuse me.
So to speak, Marsha.
I didn't know, man. No, you know, no. It's not the place for that kind of thing.
Bill had a lot more stuff to bang on.
Oh. Well,
someone had to
but
say
that's
it.
That's the other thing that's sexist. Yeah. You're going to blame her for the blowjob Bill got 20 yeah. years ago.
Really? Does anybody really blame
no,
her?
No, Donald Trump does. Donald Trump's like, she couldn't oh, yeah, satisfy her husband. She can't satisfy the country.
Well, oh,
I could satisfy her.
Did he really say
he
that?
He really did
yes.
say that. I could satisfy her because I'm huge. Huge.
Right.
Oh, my yeah. God. Every time. Oh. Ugh. You think you heard it all, and then you hear that.
Right.
And that's fantastic.
Right.
That's,
every time Donald Trump speaks, an angel suits himself.
Yeah. They get their wings because they shoot themselves in the head. Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
That's
thanks
nice.
For that.
That's, wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, is that my... Oh,
that
my
is yours.
Cell phone is on.
So. Oh, God all damn right. it, Jim.
You're a broadcaster.
What's more important than Marcia Clark? Nothing.
My agent.
Oh, really, yeah.
Okay, but I don't know about sexism, but Carly Fiorina is going to announce her campaign on May 4th, it turns out.
Uh-huh.
I was just on CNN with her. She is a mean girl, Marsha. What's talking?
You're kidding. Tell me why.
She's just a mean girl.
Okay, what? What'd she do?
Okay, well, first of all, she's running on her record of running HP into the ground and then... hugely failed Senate campaign. What are her qualifications? Like, that shouldn't... Sexism should be about, like, what's... Sarah Palin was a dope. Not qualified to be president.
Yeah.
Like, what... I don't get what she's going, oh, here, I ran HP into the ground.
Into
the ground. And, into Middle Earth. And I also had a hugely unsuccessful Senate campaign.
You know,
here's
so-
why I should be...
President. Right. I don't get it. I really actually don't. The one that strikes me as having presidential chops is Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, she every time she's like that, mm-hmm. that fairy tale where the princess every time she said something like pearls dropped out of her mouth. Yep. She reminds me of Gloria Steinem that way, like right. flowers and pearls and beautiful things happen every time.
And unicorns farting glitter.
I think she
know that. Yes. Unicorns fart glitter.
Right, and little wow. mice in footy pajamas on toadstools.
Oh,
I think she's populist in a way we haven't seen in a really right. long yep. time, and that's right. that's her appeal.
Right.
Right. I'd love to watch Republicans' heads explode if they, both if she were the vice president or
oh.
Or vice versa. You know.
Oh, too two many vaginas. Chicks? That's too many vaginas. There's so many vaginas. It's how many labia is that? Is that four?
Well, depends which ones you count.
Oh,
actually eight technically, but you know.
God, Jesus. Jesus, really?
But it's nice. It was, you know, every time she speaks, Elizabeth Warren says stuff that you just go, yeah, like, why are we basically, excuse me, your dog and I are having a thing.
Oh, there's a little bestiality yes. going on with Marcia Clark and Fred.
Yes. Me and the beast.
All right.
No, but, you know.
I love it. You know, see, my husband's anyway. That's right. not other.
No, oh, Fred.
She'll say things like, you know, why are kids trying to go to college? Why are banks profiting on their student loans? Yeah, why are we making terrible. Money on their backs mm-hmm. when this is should be something that we actually give them for as close to free as we possibly
right.
can?
We used today, to. Because it would make kids free to be able to get jobs and buy
right.
houses and
exactly,
participate
and
in the economy.
Exactly, economy, right.
Right.
It only makes sense.
The Koch brothers, Gebrüder Koch, die Fahne hoch, die Reihe festgeschlossen. But
the fatherland keeps showing up. I'm
I know. That's
you,
a little disturbing
little
with Jim
sitting
there.
Here, what's going yeah. on?
Well, it's all right.
but you know, we've had female leaders have been all around the world for forever. In,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
Gandhi
yeah.
and Angela Merkel. And, you know.
And speaking of
Angela
which.
Angela Merkel.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, your favorite land, apparently, Germany.
But, you know, people are just so freaked out about the idea of that chick. Being ruled yeah. by two chicks at the same time? You know.
But, you know, the world's largest democracy, India, has had a female president.
Exactly. Gandhi.
And we haven't.
And
a
we
lot
haven't.
Of countries yeah. have fucking yeah. butt-fucked us on that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, no, so if Hillary that. Runs for president, which, yes. I mean she is, sorry, she is, who's going to be the vice president?
I think Julian Warren, I Castro of Texas.
Ooh, Julian, nice Castro.
Julian Castro yes. of Texas.
That'd be great.
I think
that's,
so.
Oh,
yeah.
Genius fantastic. Move.
And he could have his twin brothers sit in for him, you know.
Right?
He's busy.
Oh, so. My God. It'll be like Full
like
House.
Dave.
There's
exactly.
a Full House reunion on Netflix.
Right.
Oh, my God. Is it Juan or is it Julio?
You don't have to.
It'd be like the movie Dave.
Yeah. It's like Dave.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Chris, could you take your organ out for me?
Right away?
You know what? Big time for lawyers, Marcia. Next week.
Uh-oh.
For carpet munchers like me, marriage equality ruling at the Supreme Court next week.
No,
no,
the
not ruling.
Ruling
the arguments, right, arguments, right. Arguments. Oh. She knows what I mean. She's a fucking lawyer.
I know.
She fucking lawyer.
Which
means a fucking lawyer.
Which means
places.
You got to get the. You got to get it right.
She understands. So stipulated, counselor.
Oh, you go.
Thank
Stephanie, you.
You go.
I. She's a woman. Hear her roar, man. Uh-huh. That's right.
Jim. Hmm. Pat Robertson prays for Jesus to cure lesbianism, even for women who do filthy things.
Well, I think women who do filthy things should be tossed into the pit of fire where their right. giblets will be boiled and cured.
Right. Well, they're only filthy if you're doing it right.
Yeah,
anyway, Pat Robertson invited viewers to pray with him so that Jesus could save them from lesbianism.
Oh my God.
And the filthy things that they had done. They are filthy, Pat. They are so filthy. You would hate to watch. In a 700 Club, Lisa Kemp,
oh,
somebody,
okay,
recalled she had turned to sex and drugs as a result of being molested at the age of 5. She turned to lesbianism for comfort, said Pat Robertson.
Huh?
Okay. But while she was in prison, no word, Marsha, about why she was in prison. But,
I was gonna
okay.
say, we made a leap there. What happened in between?
It might have had to do with the sex and drugs.
Kemp decided she wanted to become Christian so that she could go to heaven.
That's not it.
What's happening? Well, it's gay music.
That's what heaven sounds like.
What? Oh my God. Heaven's a rave. Heaven's a rave. Rapture me. Rapture me so I can clit lick forever. Okay.
What's while stopping you?
What? Nothing. I am coming right now.
I mean to the.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. While she was in prison, Kemp decided she wanted to become a Christian so mm-hmm. she could go to heaven to see her sister, mm-hmm. who had recently died. Jesus set her free from homosexuality, said Pat Robertson. From that day forth, I was completely different. I've been completely different and set free after that. Never struggle with it ever, ever again. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Struggle with what?
Come to a happy hour.
Oh,
we'll
lesbianism?
See.
Oh.
Come to a happy hour. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm completely cured.
I am.
She's licked it.
She's licked that. She has licked it. She has licked that problem.
I've met lesbianism and I licked it.
Totally fucking licked. She does not ever.
It was sitting there. I had to
say it. It was. It was low, slow.
Yeah. Low hanging fruit.
Gotta go for it.
Okay. All right.
That's not a lesbian thing.
All right. No. Everybody shut the fuck up. Robertson pointed out that God could see that Kemp was beautiful, even though she had a wasted life. God's still like, she's still fucking hot. I still fuck her. even though she's filthy. Jesus. That included sexual promiscuity, drug addiction, alcoholism, lesbianism, prostitution, everything you can think
wow.
of.
Wow.
That's not
according to the televangelist, God would wash away the guilt and the filth. Just a, okay. That's what Jesus will do for you. Follow me, and you will be a wonderful, beautiful new person. You want that right now? Robertson advised viewers to pray and admit to Jesus that they had done filthy things and misused their bodies.
Don't you think Jesus would know that?
Yes. Oh, God, yes, I have. I've totally been way. Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Right there, God.
Jesus knows you're faking it.
Jesus says you're faking it. Stop it. Stop it. That makes baby Jesus cry when you fake it. Oh, my God. They're getting more and more desperate. These marriage equality arguments are going to be at the Supreme Court next week. Mm-hmm. They're just getting insane. Yeah. Right? Okay, you can put your order
you know,
away.
There's no, there's no really good rational or logical reason to go for it. So they reach back to, you know, it was meant to be a man and a woman and all that stuff. Well, you know, that was cool back in the day. They wrote the Bible. By the way, men wrote the Bible.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Men wrote the Bible back in the time when we needed to populate the earth. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that at that time they're saying, you know what, one thing we don't need is y'all because you're nothing's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So back then it makes sense. We actually need more gay people. We need more lesbians. We need more gay men. I mean, we do.
Yeah.
Because we got enough people now.
We really we got to stop with the people already.
We got to
stop with the people. The people.
We need to write a new Bible. Right?
I don't have enough pills for all the people.
That was a Bill Cosby impression.
What do you think about the pills of the people in the Bill Cosby?
Yeah, the whole Bill Cosby thing.
Right. Wow. What's a Cuban?
Wow.
Vuka, Vuka, Vuka.
Was
are we jumping to conclusions with him? Do you think?
What? Are we jumping to conclusions?
Really? How many women?
How many women do you need?
Exactly. Yeah.
The thing is that these women get nothing for it anymore. I mean, nobody's getting winning lawsuits.
Nobody's
getting FaceTime.
Don't you think as a lawyer, you're like, outside of the statute of limitations, no money. Like, come on.
Yeah.
There's not 40 women that just made this
up. Yeah, every time we bring it up on the show, we get all kinds of tweets and emails saying, how dare you convict him if he hasn't gone to trial?
Right.
Okay, but wait, we're not convicting him. We're forming an opinion.
Exactly.
It's different if we're on the jury. Right. And, you know, and we are waiting. We are not waiting for all the evidence to come in. We are not on a jury.
Right.
We get to have an opinion.
Exactly.
There you go.
Right. There you go.
There you go. We are not
Marcia
guilty.
Clark has
spoken.
Guilty.
My opinion is he's a filthy fucking pervert racist asshole. That's my opinion.
Because he puts the bells in the people.
Okay. Here's my point, Marcia.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying, here in America, we are on the verge of the winning the civil rights battle of my generation as a big, giant carpet muncher. My point is, Japanese late night show makes guys sing karaoke while getting hand jobs. I'm just saying, what the
all
fuck?
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a skill.
Because they're like, oh, America's depraved. And
seriously?
Yeah. This is a Japanese game show.
On TV?
Yeah, on TV.
That's some music, please.
On TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Okay, whatever.
Because I'm like, oh, yeah, America's depraved because they're about to have marriage equality.
The Japanese show music. Weird.
That's not Japanese
I'm a little
music.
Stuck on that one. I just...
I need Japanese music.
Oh, you asked for game show music.
This is a segment from a Japanese erotic variety show hosted by whoever. Challenging male contestants to make it through in a karaoke while being manually stimulated by beautiful professional women.
Damn.
By professional, we don't mean lawyers, Jim. We don't mean lawyers. We mean,
you know, that kind of
professional
yeah.
women. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Meanwhile, the hosts are in the studio laughing at them, and on-screen captions indicate when they finished.
Oh my God.
You need a caption to tell you when they finished? Can't you just tell by the look in their face when their eyes roll backward?
Right, and they get the bobbly baby head. The most awkward part gets more awkward.
Hey, I was going to say, what, that's not...
Camera panning down to the sad little puddles of cum on the floor.
What?
After each finish, the semen is pixelated to make it safe for TV.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be gross. Okay.
You know what?
Because... Yes?
No, I'm not going to. Go ahead.
Okay.
No,
because we wouldn't want to risk offending any viewers.
Of course not.
Of the handjob karaoke show. you win roughly $10,000.
That's a large chunk of change.
Who could score 90 points? Not surprisingly, no one got paid out. The winner finished with 74. That's an unhappy ending.
Oh,
nobody won. Nobody won. Nobody won. Nobody got the happy ending.
Aww. Well, they kind of all did, but anyway.
Well, why can't you be true? Oh, maybe. That probably wasn't one of the songs.
Pardon me.
Oh,
okay. Pardon me.
You know, until you got to the pixelated semen, I was going to say, is that is that so much worse than Sexbox? But then you got to the pixelated semen.
Yeah.
I thought, it might be actually a little worse than Sexbox.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they yanked. Pulled off the air.
Yeah, they did.
And by the way, yanked. Marcia Clark is just, you know what? She's a lawyer. When she
they
says ranked, pixelated
yanked,
semen,
it off the air.
She means it's like crime scene evidence. She doesn't mean it in a dirty way.
No.
Wow, did you that's ever, a lot of evidence.
If you ever had did you ever have a bad sex?
How
you
long
ever
did
have
you wait?
A bad sexual experience and did you put crime scene take? You know what? I'm gonna need to. Let me just take some samples. This was really criminally bad. Let me just. Oh my God. Let me draw a chalk line outline around you because.
No, it keeps moving.
What the fuck?
I wish I thought of that. Put crime scene around the bedroom door.
Yeah, you're just like, oh my God, this is true.
It's just no. It's not okay.
This whole show is a crime scene.
Oh yeah,
crime scene neuter.
What? I'm
nothing.
Sorry, Jim.
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Call back to.
So, all right. Wait. So the boys are how old now, and what are they doing? What's going
well,
on with their
now,
lives?
But
the boys. boys, your sons, your
older
sons.
Older now, but still running against the wind.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Still running. That's nice. That's nice. I love Bob Seger. Mm-hmm. 25 and almost 23.
Wow.
And having way too much fun.
And what do they want to be when they grow up?
They already know because they're kind of grown up.
Grown up.
So the younger one wants to go into marketing, advertising.
Oh, cool. Okay.
He wants to be Don Draper.
Of course.
I want to be Don Draper. So
who doesn't?
Whatever, exactly right. And the older one is in foreign developing economics.
Wow.
I know.
Huh.
Okay.
Nobody
can
became
I just
a lawyer.
Say something?
Do you notice that? That's because mommy said, don't do this.
Don't do it.
Don't do this.
Don't let your boys grow up to be lawyers.
Can I just say something? That Marcia Clark is a fucking spectacular writer. I am not fucking shitting
true.
You. I am not fucking shitting you. She, I know you know her from, you know, lately legal TV punditry and the OJ trial. Fucking okay. Killer Ambition was the last one I read. It's a fictional novel based on Rachel Knight, who's some prosecutor, Chris. We don't know who.
Yeah.
It's some prosecutor, some dark haired prosecutor.
Yeah.
That likes scotch and likes fucking sometimes. Anyway.
Well, at least twice. We know that. Right?
Exactly.
Oh.
Only
the
twice.
The competition is the latest one. You are a great fucking writer because every time I call you to come over, you're like, I can't, I'm finishing a book.
Yeah.
So we are so fucking thrilled we got you for this happy hour because you're busy and important.
I'm not important, but I am busy and I am so happy to be here. It was nightmarish. The last time, you know, we were trying to get this together to get here and I was working on the fifth book and I wasn't looking up. I mean, I just like was, it was
so wait,
a bad
you
time.
Can't tell us the latest book. You can tell us when you come on the regular show.
Yeah, when you come on to promote it.
Okay. When I come on about it, I can't now because I'm in talks, as they say. But it's good. It's different.
Okay, so you're moving on from the Rachel Knight series.
Moving on.
Okay.
Moving on. All right. Yeah.
We're moving on.
It's going to be...
It was fucking fabulous. I
loved
it.
You're like dropping all these hints that really intriguing. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You saucy little fucking minx.
No, it's supposed to be wench. Isn't it saucy wench?
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. Oh, okay. Anyway. But thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, you are a great writer. I mean, how was that to like sort of totally reinvent yourself? You went to law school. You had this high-profile career. What did you decide? Was that a conscious decision?
You know, yeah. I mean, I always wanted to write. I loved writing when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a full circle thing, you know. And you know, being a lawyer is being a storyteller.
Yeah.
You know, right? Yeah. And especially as a criminal
lawyer,
you get a lot
of stories. Well, it's
a bullshitter
mostly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Not us.
No.
Not the prosecutors.
No,
the prosecutors over bullshit.
No.
So, you know, you already do that. I mean, the bummer about being a lawyer is when you're in court, a judge can cut you off. You can't tell the story the way you want to. It's like a director constantly yelling cut. But when you write a book, you know, it's all you. You get to sit down and tell your story, and it's fun. To make it up, too, I don't have to worry about evidence. I can make it up. If it's not enough, there's going to be more. Pretty soon, wait, there is.
But you're on all the time on these shows, you know, because I always see pop up on, you know, these, you know, cases come up. And I just think it's weird to me, this dichotomy, right, Jim, between, like, that you had this racist motherfucker cop that helped ruin your case against a black guy that was totally guilty, and now there's all these cases where there's these racist motherfucker white cops.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
that clearly are either it's, you know, excessive force or it's something against black guys, and you go and the Missouri Justice Department case prove that you go like, yeah, it is systemic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, yeah. You're raising a really serious. If you want to know why the Simpson case wound up the way it did, look at what we're learning. You know, the black jurors bring a different attitude towards law enforcement to bear than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they sit down, they see a cop testify, you know, and this is based on 400 years of social injustice, and you're going to wipe that out in one night.
Right.
No.
You know, they sit down, the cops testify, and there's a big grain of salt. And that has to do with life experience. That's life experience. That's not crazy town. That's not genetic modification. That's life experience where you know that your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle got unfairly busted.
But that's why we have a jury of our peers, because we have people with life experience.
What we want.
In the jury. That's exactly what we want. Yeah.
Unfortunately, here's the problem. When you have a case that really, you know, the Simpson case is a prime example. She didn't divorce him because he was black, and he didn't kill her because she was white. Race really played no part in that case at all. Mm-hmm. They had nothing to do with the facts. And the cops came in too late. I mean, believe me, the only reason I believe Furman didn't plant the glove is because he didn't have a chance. You know, I just, right. you know, he wasn't there. There were a million cops on the scene before he was. There was no chance to do it. Yeah. Otherwise, that guy, I don't know, if he told me it was the earth was, you know, whatever. If they told me the sun was shining, I wouldn't believe it. I'd go outside. But knowing that he couldn't have done it, so I know he didn't do it. When you inject race into a situation like that, though, everybody, you know, now yeah. people are starting to vote on bias. Yeah. They're based on completely different things. Now it's us and them. Now it's going to be payback time for Rodney King. All this other stuff comes floating in, and we're not voting on guilt anymore. That's the problem with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're voting on a history of, yeah. of, right. And that's, you know, Carlos said today, like, oh, you can't say that, you know, this would have turned out differently. Well, you can look at studies that go black guys are 21 times more likely to get shot. And he was like, oh, if you had wine and you mouthed off to the cop, I'm like, if I was in my Lexus and I mouthed off to the cop here, I'm going to bet you I wouldn't have my spine broken. Yeah. And I wouldn't be killed.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
They'd
right.
be like, oh, you're Stephanie Miller. You're clearly drunk.
Okay, a whole different thing happened.
Sure.
Oh, clearly, let us help you go home.
But you can't deny that. I mean, that's yeah. a reality, and it's a mindset, and it's a life experience that you bring, you know. And so when the issues, that's what the judge is for, is to prevent all that nonsense from coming into a case where it doesn't belong. If it does belong, if it's a case that involves, and some cases do, you know, he shot him because he was black or whatever. If you have that situation, then right. all that stuff comes in, and it should. The jury should know, because that's motive. But when it doesn't have anything to do with it, the judge has to keep it out because you skew justice. That right. undermines everything.
There. Right. I mean, it's all the stuff we talk about every day about mm-hmm. Obama. Is it racism? Like, you're like, I can't tell anymore. Yeah, the part about, like, you know, a bone through his nose and Michelle Obama's high school reunion with apes. Like, yeah, that's like,
pretty clear.
You can't tell what the rest of it is. Is it racism? Is it just Obama derangement syndrome, like we're going to see
or
Hillary
hyper-partisan.
Hillary derangement syndrome. Is yeah. the sexism, Marsha, going to be worse than the racism? Do you think?
You know, I find it really hard to judge isms. You know, it's all insanity. Right. You know, right. it's not right to. It's right. sexism is wrong. Racism is wrong. I can't qualify which one's worse than the other. It's all bad, and it is going to be worse. Let's put it this way. I can say this much: as hyper-partisan as we are. As divided as we are between Democrat and Republican, like we've never been before, I think, it's going to be worse if it's a minority or a woman. It's always going to be, because that yeah. sits on top of it all.
Right, and you go, is Hillary derangement going to be worse than Obama derangement? Who can say?
That's going to be... That's
and well, you think, like, are we past that in 2016?
Both of those are pioneers in the presidency. Yeah. Obama was the first black president. Right. Hillary... You know, God willing, will be the first woman president. They're going to be the ones to take all the slings and arrows for right. the people that come after them.
That's right. And somebody always
like Jackie Robinson.
No, and I said on NBC this week, I said, like, you know, keep up the ageist, sexist shit, because every fucking person with a vagina is going to turn out yeah. in this election mm-hmm. to vote for Hillary. Like, keep it up. Keep you it know, up about what an old fucking crone she is.
I hope you're right. But, you know, I hope you're right. But I have to say, women are their own worst enemy. You know, there's a lot.
There are mean girls.
Oh, man. Really? I mean, you just talked about one of them. And it happens a lot. You know, women are not don't necessarily stand together. And that's why we are where we are with so many of the
yeah.
feminine issues. I don't mean feminine pink.
I don't mean like yeah. freshness, because I have never, much luck, ever questioned your freshness.
I so appreciate that. That's
I
really
so
sweet
haven't.
Of you.
I so haven't.
You, because that's very hard to defend, that kind of thing. You know? but you know, that's always been a problem. You have women undermining women from, God. Forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't stay home and raise her kids. She went to work. I mean, boom, there, you're demonized.
Yeah.
You know, and
right.
You know, what we have to deal with is, you know, women standing up and saying, hey, you know what? It's time that a woman be president. What, we're going to do worse?
But it's like blaming her for the blowjob. It's like, oh, really? Like, because oh,
I don't
she
get that.
Didn't, whatever. Yeah. I mean, really?
Stand by her man.
But and I'm going, because she's on her first marriage and they worked it out. That's a deficit compared to all these guys that have been in however many marriages.
Newt Gingrich comes
right?
to mind.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So, you know, look.
I wish it wouldn't, but it comes to mind.
Oh, she's unsigned. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I kind of wish that we weren't talking about sexual indiscretions when it comes to politics at all. If it's consenting adults, you know, and it's a different mm-hmm. story. If it's not, that's a whole different thing. But,
right.
but if it is, right. really? I mean, really? Seriously? Do we have to talk about that? The issue, Elliot Spitzer comes to mind.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, this is a really smart, qualified guy.
Yep. I know.
He did get set up. He did do something dumb. But whatever. It's his life to do dumb things with.
And they were consenting adults.
Yes, exactly. I don't care if he wants to see hookers. Whatever, dude. I just hope your dick doesn't fall off. In the meantime, you're doing really good work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
He was doing great
and
stuff.
And you probably shouldn't sign giant sex, you know, checks going, I am the governor of New York, and I'm signing this check. You probably should, like,
he,
a giant
he,
golf
he did
check.
Pay for it with
here,
a check, didn't
this
he?
This is for hookers. Yeah. Oh, I am the governor of. Memo, hookers.
My
memo.
Address is.
Memo. Fuck me. What?
Memo, don't tell my wife.
Right.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like not good. Right.
Don't tell my wife.
Then there's the aptly named Anthony Weiner.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, yeah. That's a whole...
Okay, now that... Okay,
what's
that
about?
What makes that different?
We don't send each other pictures of our...
Yeah.
What is that about?
Some, right, some women do. Some women
but
do.
But here's my...
Yeah. Okay. Some women do.
Yeah.
I can't say, you know... they do. All right. But here's the thing. With Anthony Weiner, the problem to me, it was different because this is a lack of judgment so profound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want him in office because I don't know what you're going to do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right.
You're this selling, is a good idea.
Right? You're sending pictures of your junk.
Maybe I could punch the button with this.
Yeah.
Really? Like, oh, yeah. Really?
He's got this beautiful, accomplished wife, you know, and it's like,
yeah,
what
exactly.
Are you doing?
Exactly. So that was just like, it's one thing if you want to see a hooker, that's cool. You know, I mean, we know that people do, whatever.
Yeah.
But when you do something that could be so public, that's so public, that's so, what?
I'm showing the entire world my genitals.
Yes.
What?
What? I look good.
What have
I done?
What have I done? Look at this. Look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because I'm a big les, I'm just like, ew, wow, that looks like, I don't know, like... boiled monkey.
Well, you seem to like the one in Italy all those years ago.
Well, that was a long time ago, Jim. And I'm just saying, since then, I'm just like, I don't know, it looks like boiled something. Okay.
You just don't like dick.
What? I like dick.
Nixon.
In context.
Nixon. What is the context?
Yeah, what context do you like dick?
In the past. In the past.
Okay, there you go.
In the context of...
magical high school dick in the past. College something. Since then, it's been nothing but trouble. I was saying, well, my college boyfriend had that thing, Marsha, the...
Peronis.
Peronis, the dick that...
No. That can see around the corner.
Right, no, yeah. It points to the left, which was like a divining rod for my future political...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's perfect for you.
Exactly. I was like, all right, it was like, you know, sucking around the corner. Like, whatever. Anyway, that's not important now, Marsha. What's important now is...
I think it actually is.
How come?
Anyway, I just think it's interesting that to the left, to the left.
Well,
I think that there's...
right?
Everything you own in a box to the left.
In the left, to the left, to the left.
In a box. Get it? Never
mind. Marsha, my point is...
we're moving
how can we follow you? How can we follow you?
Are you on Twitter?
Buy your books?
You know, I am so... I got so buried this past year in working on book 5, working on a pilot, doing all this other crazy, stupid shit, so that I stopped. But I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter, and I'm going to come back and start communicating with the world again.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do your kids communicate? Because there was a great piece in the LA Times today about how we don't... none of us communicate with each other, especially young people.
Huh? What are you saying?
We communicate through screens.
Are you on your phone? Because everyone's on their phone. Everyone's communicating with someone else while you're... and they're like,
which
there's no eye contact. There's no social skills. Are your kids like that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I make them put the phones down.
Do you say I'm Marsha fucking Clark, bitches?
They don't
care.
Do you
know everyone wants to talk to me?
They don't. And especially my kids don't. And they don't care because they know. They don't care. But you know what? Do you notice that Facebook is kind of like parallel play? You know what? Kids have parallel play. They sit next to each other. They don't really eye contact.
Yeah.
But that's Facebook. You know, you put stuff up on Facebook, and then people kind of check it out. But you never really connect one-on-one. And the kids talk to each other on Facebook more than almost anything else, especially guys. Girls tweet more.
Right.
Guys
right.
have a tendency to do Facebook more.
Yeah.
And if I want to know what's going on with my kids, the best thing I can do is get on Facebook, which is a little disconcerting.
That's disconcerting because you could just ask them like we used to do in the 70s.
But they're not as forthcoming. They're not as forthcoming in real life as they are on Facebook.
Right. In fact, the best conversations I have with them sometimes is when I see them on IM. Mm-hmm. And I jump on, hey, how you doing? And then we have some of the most more forthcoming talks.
That's weird.
Instant
that's
message.
Weird, right? And they're like two rooms over.
I know, that's the weird part. They're sitting next to me.
It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. No, I was reading a piece in the LA Times today about like someone, you know, acting teacher saying that like, you know, her young kids like the acting sucks because, like, they don't connect with each other off stage. They don't have to connect on stage as people. And I'm like, well, our acting's going to all suck in the future. That sucks. But first of all,
you're going to be replaced by robots, though. So
right.
But you know, secondly, like, to be, that is the question.
But do we connect as people anymore at all? Right?
These things? And
right.
So that pages for
what's to say that connecting on Facebook isn't connecting?
It is.
It's not the same as interfacially connecting. It's right. Not the same as
it's
eye
not
contact
even real time.
And talking.
Right? It's not even it's real not, time. So you see something and then you respond to it when you feel like it. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've texted people because I don't feel like talking.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Like, don't we all do it?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you lose something there because you're not interacting in real time. And we lose the art of conversation.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
right.
You lose what it's like to spontaneously respond to somebody. You don't have to do it.
Right. You're like, I'm a crabby fucking bitch hole right now. And but here's what I want to say to you. At least it's real.
It's a way of carefully crafting your responses.
Right. And so, now you can just go, oh, LOL, I love you, XOXO.
Yeah, but you can also exactly. Think about your responses right? So you don't accidentally say, you know, I love you. You can say, well, kind of hem and haw a little bit.
Fuck. Well, the bad news about it is you can say I'm a crabby fucking bitch hole and you text it all and you say all this shit that you wouldn't ordinarily say face to face.
Right.
Right. When you really should, like, hands
hit
off.
Hit send.
No.
No.
Pull it back.
Pull it back. Pull it back. And you can't.
No. Yeah.
That's why God made a draft folder.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh my God, look, the happy hour fruit is arriving. We have to
have
to close. All right. Because it's a happy hour after party.
Yay.
Woo! I have to call my
Who knows what the fuck could happen when Marsha calls?
I know.
You never know.
Yeah. Marsha, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
How
guys.
Can we follow you so or fun. Help you or
that Marsha Clark. That Marsha Clark on Twitter, that Marsha Clark on Facebook.
Awesome.
I love you in an ungodly way.
I love you too.
I don't know
I've
what's going to happen at the after party. It's
oh, it's going to be wild. Crazy.
We love you, Marsha Clark.
Thank you, Raise It.
Woohoo!